Yeah, the track of the storm has shifted a little bit more to the south. So we're looking at more of the heaviest snow band to be focused south of Interstate 90, especially over in northwest Iowa, where we could still see some localized amounts over a foot.
I see that just a couple of counties in the deep southeast, including Minnehaha, Sioux Falls, what have you, are under a blizzard warning. What is this going to mean for that region and in points to the east?
In combination with the snow that we're expecting to develop through this afternoon and tonight, we're looking at some really strong winds developing with this system tonight and continuing through the day on Friday. Probably looking at wind speeds 25 to 35 miles per hour with some localized gusts near 40 or 45 miles per hour. And that, in combination with the moderate to heavy snow that's going to be falling, will produce near zero visibility at times, especially out in the open areas.
So if you're west of that area, just in the winter storm warning, does that mean that you're going to get the snow but the winds aren't going to be as bad?
The winds are going to be slightly less out there. Still looking for a potential of 25 to 30 mile an hour winds. So still some low visibilities, especially while that snow is falling later this afternoon and tonight. And again, still looking at some heavier snowfall amounts there, 5 to 10 inches generally. But yeah, the winds are not quite as strong as they will be along and east of I-29.
How long do you expect this to go on?
It looks like the strongest winds will start to taper off late tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, especially in that eastern area over in southwest Minnesota, northwest Iowa. And so basically looking through about drive time tomorrow for the Sioux Falls area, where we could be looking at some really significant impacts.
And how about the rest of the weekend? How's that looking, Jen?
Cooler than we have been. That's the main story for the rest of the weekend. The snowfall is really going to be putting an impact on our temperatures. Not really looking for additional accumulation too much through the weekend, but the snow will hold our temperatures down. Probably looking at highs down below freezing for the next couple of days after this thing moves out.